parties. Now, orchestra, I will definitely conduct the first note you play. I'll do one pop pop. After that, I won't spoon feed you quite so much. But we got it, we must be absolutely clear that the first one is together. Now, several things. Tenors. Can you make more diminuendo in the first bar you sing? Let it fade right away to nothing. No suspicion of an accent on the beginning of the third bar. Requiem aeternam. Right away to nothing. And sopranos and tenors, cover the sound as much as you can in these first phrases. It's easier for the basses and the altos than it is for you. It mustn't sound too bright in sound. Every note distinct, every note spoken as if you've been doing it all your lives. No expression, just murmuring to yourself. But clearly, and not too fast. Remember, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, requiem, requiem, requiem. Just a little bit of air in between each syllable. Timpani, please. After figure 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, can you make a quicker diminuendo after your accent on the A? It's almost a fortepiano. Violins, we've got a bit too loud now at figure 3. The sustained notes. It needs pianissimo playing, but playing. I'm sorry, it's my fault entirely. After 8, 4 bars, I've been encouraging you to make a crescendo. It's not good. It must keep in a level piano. Oh, yes. 8, chorus. I have to admit, the composer was right. Mezzo forte is too much. So can you go back to piano, but it must be clear. And the other thing is, when you are forte, that is before that section, I'm sorry, I forgot to mention this, et lux perpetua, difficult to do, sing forte, but don't sound too cheerful, too energetic. Sound still pretty sad. The sound is excellent, altos. I like that note going on very much. But luce at eis, try and think of being depressed, even if you don't feel it. Now, I'd like to rehearse the start of the boys, please. 2 bars before 3. Fine. Boys, very good. Remember what we said last night. Try and get a bit of a swing. The speed is very good now. One just wants a bit more of a one in a bar feeling. Now listen to what I'm saying, chaps. Listen. And the other thing is, when you get soft, don't get flat. Listen hard, always to the organ. And think of it as bright a sound as you can. Now, once again, violins, the accent's a little bit too sharp at the moment. Can you make it a longer stroke of the bow? You are sustaining excellently. The trouble is that it's a little bit too vibrato on the crotchets. One really needs a rather deader sound. If you would think of the important note being the upbeat, but don't stop the sound on the crotchet. It shouldn't be ta-dee, 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 ta-dee. Unless, of course, there is a crescendo. Once or twice it was a little bit too sort of personal in sounding. It should be rather a more general feeling. 2 before 3, please. 2 before 3. That's good. Wait for me. turned off your TV. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there in the chorus, at figure 8, it's only piano. Make a difference between that and the pianissimo before. You can pronounce a little bit more clearly here. Et lux perpetua. Please, orchestra, before figure 8, 1, 2 bars, you are definitely changing that from a diminuendo to a crescendo, and that applies to the wind as well in... 2 bars before 8, the second beat. Boys, can you start that section with more enthusiasm? It's a little bit early morning. I know it is early morning, but make it not sound early morning, would you? I'd like to go back once again, please, to 2 bars before 3. Sorry, violins, we have to, through thick and thin, we'll be together through here. Yes. 2 before 3, please. Good. Fine. All right, Mr. Chapman. That's good. Boys, as long as you get the first note really in tune, you can hear that, I'm sure, both from the organ and from the orchestra. All right, let's have a go.